from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yet, but this is a report that is important, especially if you are a fan of the idea of the Warriors acquiring Lauri Markkanen from the Utah Jazz. Tim McMahon, who has been with ESPN and covering basketball for many, 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 many moons and is dialed in, goes on the Low Post pod. That's with Zach Lowe, also very, very tapped in and dialed in the NBA, these two reporters. And listen to the conversation as it unfolds and what Tim says about what the Jazz would want to make a deal happen.
Educated speculation, I think Podziemski would have to be in the deal. Obviously, you're talking about a ton of picks. I don't know how much the Jazz would press on Kuminga. I do think, like, if Podziemski's not in the deal, there wouldn't be a deal.
Okay. So, as is usual, we here in the media have actually spent the better part of a week and a half wringing our hands over whether or not we would put Kuminga in a deal, because damn it, Utah's going to demand Jonathan Kuminga. Would you do it? Wouldn't you do it? And here's Tim McMahon saying, yeah, I don't think Utah gives a rip about that at all. We might be talking about the wrong young player with the Warriors. What is your reaction to what McMahon just said there?
I mean, I'm Googling Lowry and he's dreamy. Like, he's really good looking. He could take over for Clay in the Bay Area off the court.
Okay.
For sure. Off the court.
A handsome man.
No, but I Pods is my favorite player. I mean, besides Steph.
Last year you came in here and you couldn't stop drooling over Kuminga.
But he's my favorite too. Those three guys are my three favorite players. I think if you put somebody else with them, you can win a lot of basketball games.
Okay.
Draymond is okay. I don't know. I think that ship has sailed, if I'm being honest.
I know you do. I know you do. But, I mean, that's not even – it's not relevant to this right now.
He's probably going to yell at me now when he sees me next time for saying that, but I don't care.
For sure he will.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't care. But Pods plays hard. You know I like anybody that plays hard. And then Kuminga's upside is happening.
Yes.
It's happening.
Same with Pods.
And Steph was the best player on the court the other night against Canada.
Yep.
So I don't care how old Steph is.
Good point.
I just hope he doesn't fall in love with LeBron and wants to be a Laker. Like, what was Larry saying?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
He's saying Steph's going to demand a trade to
the Lakers.
Lakers.
Like, what are we doing? How is that even?
That's fine. It was his take.
No, I know, but it's not. I can respect anyone's take because that's all it is. It's a take. But how on earth would that even happen, and why would the Warriors entertain it? So we won't even spend another minute on it. But point is, look, I think there's two things to sort of discuss here. There's the obvious of, like, would you? You know what I mean? Like, are you willing to part with Podziemski? But I think the other very important subject matter is this. Why? Why do the Jazz want Pods and not Kuminga?
Maybe it's a bigger upside. But Markkanen is a plug-and-play superstar. Like, put him in.
There are people who will argue the super, but
okay,
yes.
Okay, star.
Yes.
Take the super out. I got a little carried away there. Star. And he makes you better immediately.
No,
27
no.
years old. He's
option
got game
two,
for days.
A clear offensive option two. And a big man. And I know he doesn't play the biggest of all the 7-footers out there, but he's a big man. He's a big man. The Warriors, my God, they could use him. Yes. So
for pods?
Well, it's not just pods. I mean, look, the money's got to work. Lowry doesn't make a ton, but you know, if it's a pods and a Wiggins, you know, to help make money work, is there a bad contract for Utah that comes back? And obviously, these things now in this day and age are centered on picks. It's going to be your picks. It's going to be 4 different years of picks. Some of them might just be pick swaps. At least 2 of them will just be picks. You get our first round pick. And I know plenty of people who think that that alone makes it a deal breaker, because it does feel like you'd be giving up a healthy portion of your future. But I hear what you just said with regard to Steph Curry still being the best player on the floor the other night. On Team USA.
For teams over the cap, it says right here, they can only do this by offering up to 140% of the player's current salary by NBA rule. For Markkanen, that'd be $25 million per year. Still not what he's worth on the open market. He's more of like a 35, close to...
Oh, Markkanen? Yeah. No, the extension that he's about to get is going to be up more toward 50.
42, it says. So you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to be big. Well, so, but translate that rule. What are you're saying that they would have to send out, about $25 million in salary?
I think so, but I just read it.
Wiggins is 22. That'll get you there. If you want pods and all the picks, that's probably, I mean, McMahon, I think, is saying that's what they'd have to offer.
Yeah, sometimes they're just words and you read them. I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
Words are hard sometimes.
Especially if you don't have readers on.
Reading is hard, and it's just like all these words, and then there's more words. And right now, I'm just reading, just to get a heads up on something I did not prepare for in the show.
Well, let me just throw that, like, again, I have no knowledge of what Utah wants, if they even want to trade Markkanen. Are they just on a fishing expedition? Clearly, in league circles, there are those who believe it's at least worth a phone call and an offer. And I don't have my trade machine up, but if I said to you, Wiggins, pods, and at least 2 first round picks and 2 first round pick swaps, would you do that for Markkanen?
Well, I'm done with Wiggins, so bye.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's just a salary matching thing. That's all that is.
Yeah, I'd do that.
You would do that.
As much as I like Pajemski, because I don't know him.
He wouldn't mind. He's been on this show more than any Warrior in the last two years.
Yeah. If you can get a plug-and-play star and you're trying to compete in probably the best division. I coached from the Kings the other day, Tiriano, and he was the head coach of the Raptors, and he's in town watching the Blue Jays. And we had this long talk with Logan Webb in the dugout. And I learned more about basketball in 15 minutes of talking to him than I've ever known in my life.
What did he tell you?
He said... We were talking about tips and tells, and he was talking about if a guy goes to his left and you put a hand on his hip, and once your hand touches his hip, like, he'll turn into a jumper, and you know all these things, and the analytics tell him. But he's telling me how the game has become so long and so athletic that the corner jumper, the three-pointer, used to be the jump shot, the easiest one to make. And he goes, now guys are so long that they can be under the rim and get out to the three, so the three is taken away, and the game is moving backwards. Where back in the day, the game was moving forwards, where you had the big man down low. And he goes, the reason why guys like Steph are taking three-pointers 7 or 8 feet behind the line is because you have more percentage to make an open jump shot than you do a contested jump shot on the three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the game is moving out. And he's telling me guys just in practice every day are draining half-court shots, where when he played back in the day, like if you made a half-court shot, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
He goes, they're not even heaving the half-court shots.
No, they shoot it like a shot.
They shoot it like a jump shot.
I've never understood what Curry and Lillard are doing. I don't even know. You know what I mean? Like, if you and I went over to a park, we need to, like, take 4 steps run up to even get the ball to the hoop from half court. Steph can shoot it from 3/4 court as if he's just shooting a shot. I don't even understand it. But anyway, go ahead.
Coach Tiriano went on to say that, like, there were some interesting things he said about the second half last year, where the refs just let it got real physical in the second half.
Really did.
Whether they got a memo to let them play, that the games were going faster and there was less foul calls. And then I said something to him. I said something. Yeah. Steph never gets a call. Like he goes to the. I go. He falls. Steph Curry falls every time he does a layup. And he goes, FP, that's our best offense against the King, against the Warriors. Because when he falls and misses, it's 5-on-4. Yep. And he goes, that's the best advantage you can possibly have. It's like a power play. Because if you watch, Steph falls on every layup. So we're sitting there talking about some really cool things. And I learned, we went into some deeper things too, but I learned more about basketball talking to a former NBA head coach and now a coach for the Kings than I've ever learned in my life.
Jordan Poole was the exact same way. You know, like, and I get it. Like, those guards are, because it's gotten so physical, I do think sometimes they're falling down or at least allowing themselves to go down because they're trying to make it look like they drew a lot of contact.
I think
they're
it's
trying
a
to
habit.
Get a foul call.
It's a habit with Steph because if you watch the documentary on him, he was doing it at Davidson.
Yeah. Well, he's always been the littlest dude on the court, even there.
He's still awesome, though. Oh, I hope he gets a gold medal. I hope Steve Kerr gets a gold medal. I'm into Team USA.
I hope he comes home healthy.
I think they know the importance of it ever since the Believe team. You watched that, right? The Redeem team.
The Redeem team. Kobe's team. Yeah.
They think they take it serious now.
Of course they do.
And basketball's gotten so great around the world that it's not just a show up and win a gold thing anymore.
Not even close. No.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm into the Olympics the most.
I'm into it, but it's for me, it's secondary. It's the second thing. Number one is come home healthy. Period.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I want a gold medal. Leave it all out there, baby. Come on. It's the Olympics.
You'd crater the Warrior season for a gold medal.
Do you know how many distractions there could be in Paris, though? Oh my God.
Not for a guy like that. No, I mean, Steph and LeBron, I mean, that's their daily existence. Doesn't matter where the hell they are.
Yeah.
They could be in Modesto, and it'd be distracting to go outside.
There's no distractions in Modesto.
There would be
if 172
if you're
degrees.
Steph Curry, that guy out there would be like, I think that's Steph Curry. Yeah, it's distracting.
He does travel with a big group.
Anyway, so but you'd be in. And then the other question I want to ask, though, while Warrior fans, and I get that some of this is financial, but Warrior fans, like, I think this is also a wake-up call. You've been sitting here for a week screaming about Jonathan Kuminga, and he's going to be an all-star.
He is.
And don't you dare touch. He's not.
Yes, he is.
Don't you dare touch Jonathan Kuminga. We need Jonathan Kuminga going forward. And Tim McMahon says the Jazz are like, yeah, whatever. They're not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm not even interested. How's that grab?
Maybe
you?
It doesn't fit their need.
I think an all-star fits anyone's need.
Let's
yes, I do.
Right now, the Kuminga will be all-star this
okay.
year.
Okay. This year?
This year.
Oh, God, I'll bet anything. What do you want to bet?
I don't know. $100.
Done.
All right. On air
this
bet.
Year.
Yes.
Next February.
Yep. Lock.
$100.
That's a lock, too, by the way.
If Kuminga's an all-star,
he's gonna be an all-star.
You get $100.
Him and Steph.
If he doesn't, I get $100.
If he's on the Warriors. If he gets traded.
You can't just like throw a new stipulation in. He already played the lock.
Well, I won't pay attention to him if he's not on the Warriors.
Well, it doesn't mean that there's still not going to be an all-star
whatever.
Game.
Okay, I'm in.
$100.
$100.
This year.
I
think I'm a huge. Granny, don't you think I'm a huge.
Is that a good bet? I want to hear from people if they think that's a stupid bet or a good bet.
I'm a huge favorite. This year. What is he, 20? Is he even 22
yet? I don't care how old he is.
Yeah, I'd like to get in on this bet too, FP. Would you allow that?
Yep, me he's as an well. All-star three, this year. I can't wait to win this bet. This is going to be so great.
So say yes to Grandy and Lucas.
No,
now
I'm not.
Now you're at 300.
Vultures over there.
Carlos, do you want in? Carlos says no.
Wait,
Carlos,
I'm getting a phone Carlos call. I'm getting a phone call from my bookie right now. I gotta take this.
Shohei? Is that Shohei?
Yeah, Shohei. Hold on a second.
Hey, Shohei.
Yeah, I'm on the air, Shohei. Can you get a couple hits for me tonight, Shohei?
I think that's crazy that you think he's going to be an all-star this year.
I think it's crazy that that whole betting scandal just disappeared. Poof. Anyways, that's another segment.
Yeah.
The Adderall's not kicking in yet. Sorry for that.
Oh, Larry and I did a bunch of this yesterday with regard to whether or not he projects to be an all-star. But the idea that you think it's going to be this year.
Yeah. Did you not watch last season? He was the best player on the court most nights.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Steph Curry was the best player on most nights.
Well, I mean, of course. But like the way he developed going to the hole, fearless, his mid-range jumpers, he's working on it as we speak right now. His rebounding, he's rebounding this offseason. He's running up hills in Russia in the snow as we speak. I'm telling you, Kuminga's going to be a star and an all-star this year.
No, he's not.
It's a great take.
I mean, it's no
Steph's getting traded to the Lakers, but it's close.
The idea that you're like, he's going to make the all-star team. He's working on his shot right now.
He is, as we speak.
He probably shouldn't be working on it if he's an all-star already. You know,
that's like, how you get better.
Of course.
Have you not seen Amon Ross St. Brown's work ethic? Did you not see that on receivers?
I did.
You know what's weird about that? I got to get back to that. That he has a list of all the receivers that were drafted in front of him,
yes,
16, and he reads it every day.
He's got it memorized.
He's got it memorized. But that's weird. Don't you think that's weird?
No, you athletes are angry people.
I had to have a chip on my shoulder. Once I lost the chip, I was terrible.
Exactly.
I had to have a chip.
That's what Clay did. Clay has made up an entire book of criticisms that don't exist.
Good.
Well, no, it's not good. He's plays for the Mavs now because of it.
You need motivation. But like, I think it's weird to have a list of, it's almost like the people to kill. I mean, he's got like 16.
Clay wore number 11 because he was picked 11th. So many people passed on him.
Michael Jordan made the Hall of Fame and he walked up there and he just started ripping people from 30 years before. And everyone's like, what the hell are you? What are you talking about? Yeah. Like, why don't you thank someone?
Nope.
Are you happy to be here? You're in the Hall of Fame.
Brock Purdy's got to keep the chip. If he loses the chip on his shoulder, he'll just be okay.
I don't think he will. I don't think he will.
You can't ever lose that.
No. I get it. I'm not criticizing. I get it. Like, athletic greatness, I think sometimes it comes from a chip on your shoulder. It comes from delusion. It comes from bad stuff that might have happened in your childhood. Like, I've had that question 1,000 times. Like, I'll give you 4 or 5 names. A Brady, a Tiger.
Chip.
A Jordan.
Yep.
I guess even a Steph. There are others I could come up with. When you've gotten to the top of the mountain and then you do it again.
How do you stay motivated?
And again.
How do you stay motivated?
And again. Yeah. And again. What the hell's the matter with you when you're 38 and you're like, must do it again? There's nothing left to prove. Tom, you're the greatest of all time. He's like, nope, I got to go to Tampa. Got to win it again. Why?
You know what I have?
What's the matter with you?
I have a list of 16 ex-girlfriends that I memorized and I read it every day to motivate.
I'd like to hear all of them.
Wendy, Cindy. I read it every day before I come in.
Honestly,
it gets me so locked in.
And, you know, Amon-Ra hasn't gotten to the top. I get it. Amon-Ra, what round? Fourth round? Third round? Something like that? What round was he? I think he was third.
There's 16 people. It was like third round 90-something pick, if I remember, seeing it on the show.
Okay.
I can Google it for you.
Yeah, so like, okay, carry that around with you. I get it.
Let it go.
No, I mean.
Let it go.
Yeah, but then, especially in football, I get it. Football's so freaking emotional on every play. Every play, you've got to physically overwhelm someone in front of you.
Fourth round pick, 112.
Fourth round pick.
112.
Carry that with you, man. That was a miss.
I can keep the chip on my shoulder and refer to the 16 names every time I get a little bit off, but like to do it every single day.
Every day.
I don't know if I believe that.
I mean, what gets you working out like that every day? A lot of people have a hard time even getting out of bed and working out at all.
True.
And this guy's doing what?
I don't know.
3 hours?
At this point, it's vanity for me.
At this point, but yeah. I'm talking about for him. You know what I mean? Like, whatever gets you, you know, Tom even talked about that recently, like fighting yourself every day. Just wake up and get in a fight with yourself. Don't let those voices with, oh, God, I'm tired. I don't need to do it today. He goes, you fight that person.
There was something that really resonated with me. He said something about doing reps. And when I used to hit the T in high school, in college, I used to picture some guy in Nebraska in a barn. And if he was working harder than me, I was going to work harder than him. Just a make-believe dude somewhere.
Okay.
And I would just be like, I'm tired right now. I got to take some more hacks because that guy's taking hacks. And I got to work harder than him.
Was like it always was it always Nebraska?
Some guy in Nebraska in a barn. I don't know if it was Roy Hobbs, but it was somebody that I just they weren't going to work harder than me, and I was going to outwork this fictitious make believe person somewhere.
He's got a tee in a barn.
Yep.
Like were the horses getting hit by the balls that he was hitting?
Yeah.
That's tough.
He actually killed a few. Hit him right in the head.
That sucks.
And then they ate him.
Oh my God! That got dark and weird really fast. Anyway. I think it is circling back to how we ended up on that wackadoodle conversation.
That's awesome.
I think it's fair to ask why the Jazz, if this is all true, and again, here it is if you're just joining us.
They need a point guard.
Well, or
they can shoot.
Jonathan needs to get paid here in a second. Brandon doesn't need to get paid anytime soon.
Financial.
That's part of it too.
Right.
But maybe the Jazz are like, Brandon looks to me like someone who's a dirty work, little things, like maybe that's a winning basketball player. Jonathan, and I know this is broad brush and it's going to bother people, I get it, but I'm telling you that Jonathan Kuminga's reputation within the Warriors organization the last 3 years is not someone who like the whole game just comes to him really easy. Like he understands, you know, Draymond will look at a court and it's like the Matrix. Like he knows where everybody's going before they go there. That's not Jonathan. So maybe that's got something to do with it. I don't know. Tim McMahon, ESPN on the Low Post Pod.
Educated speculation. I think Podzimski would have to be in the deal. Obviously, you're talking about a ton of picks. I don't know how much the Jazz would press on Kuminga. I do think, like, if Podzimski's not in the deal, there wouldn't be a deal.
Not the first person I've heard report that the Warriors could potentially acquire Lauri Markkanen without giving up Jonathan Kuminga. I do not think that is Utah's first goal. So that's interesting. Don't you think?
Yeah. I'm just not a big trade rumor guy. Let's talk about the trades when they happen.
Well, but the offer's on the table.
It is?
So many have reported.
Who's report?
Lots.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Warrior people. Monty Poole. Like, yes. The report, yes.
All right.
Yes.
I say pull the trigger.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.